The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome once again to another exciting moment of investment education, empowerment for wealth, and economic analysis. In addition, equity analysis. On this platform, I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. First, I'd like to say Ramadan Kareem to our Muslim brothers and sisters. Okay, please endeavor, pick your call, call a friend, call a family member, call somebody you are trying to mentor, call someone you know that needs the kind of information we dish out. Let them tune in right away. I will go on a short break. Don't change this channel. You just definitely will enjoy every bit of the program today.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. I'm now being joined by Aruna Kibira, who is the Managing Director of Global View Capital Limited, a trading license holder of the NGX. Aruna. Before we go to what we have today, just give us a synopsis of what happened in the market in the course of the month of March. Or you want to generally just talk about the first quarter of the year?
You know, let me talk about the March. You know, that is the moratorium given by NGX to quoted companies to submit their audited expires the last day of March. And a number of issuers, we always want to rush to beat the deadline. So there was a rush of release results to the market, especially the last week of March. And there is an hurry and a bombardment of results, bonuses, and dividends that I believe you mean now are the market, to, if I should use that word, it's a little bit confused because you see this stock paid 25 kobo. You see that maybe the dividend yield is 11%. You look at the other one, dividend yield is 9%. You look at the other one, and there are some, like as we speak, I don't think I've seen a dividend declaration from Okomu. I don't think I've also seen from Presco. A number of people have been waiting for those companies to release that result. So there was much that happened in the month of March. And like I said, it was the last month that was given as moratorium for quoted companies to submit their audited report.
Okay, we go to the business of the day. In the course of last week, Access Corp got listed on the NGX. And at the same time, Access Bank Limited also got listed on NASD. That is not the end. The bank is, how do I put it now? They are looking at paying an interim dividend for the first quarter. If this is approved by the board and the shareholders of the company, I tell you, it will be the first of such that I've seen in the market. I cannot readily remember, because I've been in the market now for well over 30 years, so most often, when it comes to this that I do now, if I'm not mistaken, I should be in this for about 22 years, analyzing stocks, talking about equities generally. So I don't look for information as far as the market is concerned, because again, these were things that happened, while I have become an active participant in the market, so I don't need to begin to Google, but just trying to remember now to figure out if I've had it before or seen it before happen in the market, a company recommending an interim dividend for the first quarter I cannot readily remember. So if this happens, as far as I'm concerned, except if maybe one company, Nicodemusly did it. They did it in the secret and they did not come to the open. So I don't know. We go straight. Let me ask you this question. Access, we have not also seen it. We have seen companies moving. Guarantee moved from Guarantee Bank
PLC
to
GTCO.
We saw FBNH from First Bank PLC and all the rest. But we have not seen a situation where the holding company got listed on the main stock exchange and the subsidiary, the former major company, got listed on the NASD. In Access, you never can know what else to expect again, because it's like they are just thinking, bringing out new thing. Go and write it down. I tell you, others will not be to follow this process. How do you understand this entire
concept? You know, I think we have talked about Access so much on this platform. I'm sorry to use the word, if I say cowboy, I didn't mean that they are dubious. I just believe that
they are smart. They have,
you see, I was telling somebody
they are sharp.
That when certain things are novel, instead of us as investors to start to begin to understand it, we'll be asking that, is this not balo balo? What really happened is that, you know, Access Bank PLC was listed on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange and was delisted. The Access Corp as a holding company. And I don't believe that the only subsidiary that Access Corp has is Access Bank Limited. Access Bank Limited was listed in NASDAQ OTC. And I was explaining to somebody that why they were delisting Access Bank PLC from NGX and making it a limited, they gave you one for one Access Bank Corp. So which means that you are no longer a shareholder in Access Bank Limited. And if I'm wrong, if I'm not wrong, I believe that most of the other subsidiary will be in the other ones. One is listed. What will happen is that the whole result of Asset Bank Limited will be subsumed in Asset Corp Limited's result, in their quarterly and year-end result. Then those that are listed, the only thing they need to do, their result is not supposed to be subsumed. They only pay dividend in that chunk of the shares that they are, their interest in it, you understand? So I don't think it's actually a big problem, and I don't see, it's a novel idea, and like you have said, that before we know anything that happened, a number of people will begin to take you to follow. But the question is, the Asset Bank Limited that is now listed on NASDAQ OTC, is it available for sale?
You see, my name remains Abayomi Obabili. The one thing that you should know about me is that I don't hoard information. Okay? For those who are very close to me, they know that I'm very, very open. Between man and God, I had wanted to speak with the management of Access Bank PLC, but I know that it will not be appropriate because, again, there are information they might not want to divulge. So what I did, even today, earlier today, also speak with the managing director of the NASD. And Mr. Bola Jomoli took time to educate me. Now, what he said is what I'm going to be telling you. Because again, we might have the opportunity to bring him here one of these days to talk to us. It made me to understand that Access Corp is the owners of all the shares of Access Bank Limited. So Access Corp is listed on the NGS, as Aruna has said, and then Access Bank Limited is listed on the NASD. And I put a question to him. What if I want to buy, I want to invest in Access Bank Limited on Monday? And he said, do I have it to buy? Is anybody interested in selling? So as far as he's concerned, until Access Corp desires or comes around to sell, and at that, they're at liberty. They might just say they want to place the price at 20 naira. They might want to sell at 50 naira. They might want to sell at 100 naira.
Because it's an over-the-counter.
Over-the-counter. So that goes. But for now, the shares are listed. The stock is listed on NASD. Ready to be traded. But you cannot be trading what is not available So if it is available, fine, it could be traded. Now, with this is an intrigue. How do you think I, as an investor, should make use of this information and this little education I've received today?
I think one of the things is to, you know, pointed to the fact that there is something that is about to happen in assets that the market is not really understanding now. We have said that the price at which assets is trading, even if the market is even still pulling it down, that is grossly undervalued. And all this that they have put together is that the moment if we get to that time, that the investor will understand exactly what assets is doing.
And I hope it will not be too late.
We will not see that. We will not see that price at 59. We may not see that price at 29. You know, we said this year. I know the last time we looked at the quarter three, and we were saying that they were just 10.74% behind the quarter four turnover of Zenith, and they did 20-something%, thereby making themselves the biggest bank by turnover. So I believe that if you have not taken position in assets, this is the time
and they are proposing an interim dividend.
That is what I cannot understand, because we are made to understand that before you pay any dividend, that will be subjected to audited. So that is why I'm a little bit skeptical about it until I see the details.
I will try very frantically in the course of this week to find out more information about this. And if I'm able to lay my hand on anything tangible, you can be rest assured that we'll come here to share with you. Well, but for now, as far as I'm concerned, I have two eyes, and I'm the oracle. All right, what I do with this, my eyes is to see. Access Bank is a good stuff. When you see a company that you really cannot understand what they are doing, and you just see them going flying,
and they are moving forward.
Let's leave the rest. Nigerian Breweries PLC proposes new ordinary shares option for cash. The directors of the company have proposed that their shareholder, recommending to their for the approval of their shareholder at their next AGM, a scheme that will give interested shareholders the option to elect to receive new ordinary shares in the company instead of the final dividend in cash. Well, I can also tell, in the mid-90s, Guinness did the same thing, but it was at a time Guinness was struggling. They didn't have so much money, and they declared dividends. So in their annual general meeting, they now began to prevail on their shareholders to collect share options as against cash payout. So now, how are you viewing this? Doing this, does it significantly tell us that Nigerian breweries might be broke? Are wanting to retain more cash or what?
No, I don't think it goes that way. There is this information at the marketplace. CAC, the regulation 2021, has instructed all companies to fully use all their unallotted shares. First of all, it was before the 30th of June, but it has been extended to December 2022. I believe that is why you are seeing more bonuses on the floor.
If that is the case, why didn't Nigerian Breweries just come and declare bonus outrightly? Unallotted shares.
What they are doing, the question is that they have the option to destroy the unallotted, yes, or to give it as bonus, maybe outrightly. But I would really say, because they are pressed for cash, I believe that maybe they are just being meticulous about it, that even if they are going to give it out, let it be at a cost. And another thing is that they are not prevailing on their investors to elect to get that
option. It's
an option. It's an option. If you want, you get script, you know, to the value of your dividend. If not, if everybody now decided that we don't want your bonus, they will be able to, they will pay. I don't think that they said.
Okay, what will your advice be? Assuming an investor is calling on you, Aruna, do I opt for cash or I convert my cash to stocks?
I would have gone for the script, the bonus.
Thank you so much to you for staying tuned. We've got to go, but we'll be here again the same time, the same station. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabodijo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the month.